Welcome to the Her Dream Co. podcast. My name is Marissa, and this is where we're going to chat all things entrepreneurship, personal growth, and inspiring you to get out of your comfort zone and start doing your thing. I will give you tactical advice, and we'll have guests on who are going to help you grow in ways that you couldn't imagine. Buckle up, friends. Your adventure starts now.
Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Her Dream Co. podcast. This is your host, Marissa, and you guys, I hope you're having an amazing week. I am so grateful for you guys for tuning in. It literally still just makes my heart throb when I see how many downloads I get and how many people are listening in, because literally, you guys, I'm downstairs by myself in the corner talking to myself. And when I know that you guys are tuning in and you're actually finding value from this stuff, and like you're taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast when there's millions of others you could do, it literally, I don't take it lightly, and I'm so freaking grateful for you. With that said, okay, you guys, last weekend I attended a women's conference and it was so good. It was a Christian women's conference, and one of my girlfriends put on her very first event, and I'm so stinking proud of her. I got to watch her through like the behind the scenes and leading up to the event, and then I got like a front row of the event, and it was just so amazing. I'm just so proud of her. But where I want to talk about today, you guys, is the sense of community and how that's either going to make you or break you. And what do I mean by that? Okay, so I'm just going to backpedal a few steps. So the beginning of this year, I was like, okay, I am going to change the direction of my life. What does that mean? It means I'm going to start a podcast again, right? I'm actually going to interview guests and ones that kind of scare me a little bit to interview, because I have to push myself out of that comfort zone, and I have to reach and make those new connections and get into a new community, right? And so I was like, okay, I'm going to start this podcast. And then my word for the year is collaboration. And the reason why I chose that is because I knew it would push me out of my comfort zone. And I knew making a new connection could change the trajectory of my business and just me as a person, right? Like, you hear that saying, you're only one connection away from changing your entire life or your business. And that is kind of what my mindset is focused on. And you guys, I kid you not, God has opened up so many doors for me this year already where I'm collaborating with other women. And that could even just be like meeting other women and just going out tomorrow or going out for a cup of coffee or like these conferences, right? Being invited to these conferences. This is my second one this year already that I've been to. Or just people meeting me on Instagram or Facebook or through the podcast. People are reaching out to me like, hey, how do you start a podcast? Can you help me? Just things like that, collaboration. And that's what my word has been. And that I feel like is all I have been doing the first 5 months of 2024. And it's freaking amazing. And when I say community, you guys, I'm talking about the people who are in this line of work with you, whether you're a mom, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're working towards your faith, towards your fitness goals, whatever that looks like, your community, right? And why I say community either makes or breaks you is because this is what I really realized this weekend. Like, the biggest lesson I learned this weekend was we all are on a journey and we don't have to do it alone. There are so many women who are having a similar story as you, and they also are craving that sense of connection, especially since COVID. And so now is the best time, better than any other time, to get that community sense and to get into that connecting with other women. And when you have that connection with women, whether it's, again, entrepreneurship, whether it's mom life, whether it's health and fitness, whatever that looks like for you, but those are going to be the ones that are going to want to push you to succeed, because they're in it with you. They're going to be like, girl, I know how you're feeling, because listen, I'm right there with you, but we can do this. Let's link arms and let's do this together. And that's what I learned this weekend, is that we all have these stories, you guys. And it was so cool to see the women. A lot of them didn't know each other, right? Later, I think there was over 100 women at this conference. So walking in, I got to see everyone walk in. And a lot of them didn't know each other. And I'm so proud of the ones that came by themselves. A couple came with friends or family, whatever that looked like. But by the end of the night, you guys, everyone was embracing everybody, hugging each other, and just in sense of awe that they really, truly aren't alone. And we make ourselves feel like we have to be alone. And when you're going through a really hard patch, which a few of these ladies were, they were just on rock bottom, you guys, this weekend. And they got to hear from other women who have traveled in the same lane that they're in, lack of a better word, saying, hey, it's okay. You're going to get to the other side and you're not alone. Here's my number. Reach out to me whenever. Like, what? You're not going to get that if you're sitting inside crying on the couch and sobbing that your life is so horrible, right? And I get it. I don't mean to make fun of that because I know some of us are in really, really hard situations. But the truth of the matter is you don't have to do it alone. Let's take your ego out of the equation and let's get your butts out there and communicating with other women who are in the same situation as you, who can help you succeed and help you pull through. And it really hit me this weekend, you guys, when I witnessed that, because as people were talking, there's these women who are just nodding their heads, yes, 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 and crying and saying, I feel that way, I feel that way, that's where I'm at. And it dawned on me that, holy crap, us women feel like we need to have all of our poop in a group, and we need to hold it all in, and that's simply not true, not true at all. And so I really encourage you, if you guys don't have a community, you need to reach out. And that's why I made the Her Dream Co. candles. And I mean, shameless plug, if you want a candle, head over to herdreamco.com. I actually, you guys, just started a new Facebook group for Her Dream Co. community members only. So if you've purchased a candle, head over to Facebook, find Her Dream Co. community, and join the group. Because listen, you don't have to do life alone. I am here to tell you, I will take your hand and I will help you, and so will these other women. It's a safe group. And if you don't have a candle yet, head over to herdreamco.com, herdreamco.com, purchase your candle. Right after you purchase your candle, head over to the Facebook group, Her Dream Co. community, and request access, because I want to see your pretty little face in there. I want to squeeze you. I want to get to know you. And in there, we're going to build and have special offers. I want to do, this is kind of like a, not really telling anybody, so it's only you guys. But I really want to start doing like make and take classes. I want to start getting out into the community and connecting with other women and bringing this awareness to other people that, listen, this candle is to remind you that there's light at the end of the journey, and there's other women who have a candle who are also on their own journey. It doesn't matter what your journey looks like, and we're not going to compare each other's journeys. We're just on our own journeys, and we're saying, hey, let's do it together. It's more fun that way anyways. Hello. And I can pick you up when you're feeling down, and vice versa. So head over to herdreamco.com, get your candle, wax melt, whatever that looks like, and then head over to Facebook and Her Dream Co. community, request access. I will grant it to you and I will see you. And I'm so excited for this next chapter, you guys. But until next time, we'll talk soon.
All right, friend, that's all I've got for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to help support me and get my message out. I truly, truly appreciate you. You can find me on Instagram at her.dream.co and tag me when you share this episode with your girlfriends. I'd love to see what you loved about the episode and how you resonated with it. Also, please head over to wherever you're listening to this podcast and give it a 5-star review. This helps get my message out and it helps the podcast grow organically. Let today be a reminder that you are worthy, capable, and empowered as you continue with your day. I'm cheering for you. Until next time, we'll talk soon.